CaptainSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is now sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on. We do have a couple of callers on the line. John in Barbados. John, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, concerning your... The current state of the police force in America, the police forces and sheriff's departments, I have a basic solution which may seem a little harsh. But when these guys are out of uniform, the general population ignore them, ostracize them, don't talk to them, don't help them, don't do anything. It happened in California where the guy involved in the beating to death of Kelly Thomas walked into a restaurant. He was ignored, catcalled by the people, and he left.
They drove him right on out of there, and well done, you know, Fullerton rights.
Yeah, so ignore them. If they go to Walmart, make an excuse not to serve them. You know, you have to go to the toilet, leave them standing in the queue for hours. Make their lives hell, when they're out of uniform.
I think public shunning is a very, very powerful tool, and it is protected by the First Amendment. You have a right to stand there, point at a police officer, and say, you murdered an innocent man.
Yep. And on top of that, I mean, you know, things like if a police car breaks down, drive with the recovery vehicle so slow he stood there for hours. You know, all these sort of things can be done, and they're quite legal, but it makes their lives really uncomfortable. And my last point, I do not agree with the last caller that there are good police officers. No such thing. For even the good police officers know who are the bad apples in their precinct. They know who the violent thugs are. They know all this, but keep their mouths firmly shut when it comes to the end of the day and they're facing court or suit or whatever. They don't open up and say, yes, I know this man did this. The police officers stick together like a pack of wolves.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. I know that there are some people who join the police force out of some very noble motives. And we're very lucky here in Hawaii. We tend to have a very mellow local police force. We don't have the problems here in Hawaii that we're seeing on the mainland. That being said, though, there is very much a blue code of sticking together. And once a police department starts to go corrupt, it tends to go all the way corrupt. Anybody not willing to go along with it gets ostracized. And driven out. If you've ever read the original book of Serpico, you'll see how that mechanism will work. Again, here in Hawaii, we're very lucky. We do have a very mellow police department. They're not abusive of protesters. We saw them during the Occupy Honolulu marches. They were very cool. very low key about, because it's a tourist area and they understand that tourism can be negatively impacted by negative police perception. John, is there anything else?
We do have an armed police force here in Barbados.
Yes.
But if you get caught for a minor traffic violation, you can talk to them man to man, and very often, you know, they'll let you go and say, you know, behave yourself, I'm going to keep my eye on you.
You know, and yeah, none of the, that, no, I remember when I was on Barbados, it was very low-key. The police are about keeping the peace, keeping order. They're not there to abuse people. They're not dependent on traffic fines to keep their budget going. I don't know if that's still the case here, but it was very low. And again, in tourism areas, you tend to have mellow police in order that the negative police experience doesn't work against your future tourism revenues. John, we're going to let you go here. We've got another caller waiting, Frank in New York. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Frank, are you there? Okay, I guess Frank hung up.
Hello?
Are you there, Frank?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, actually, there's actually about the hypocrisy of Bahrain. It's a huge thing about this Arab Spring, and Bahrain is actually, the Khalifa family of Bahrain is actually cousins of the Saudi royal family. And actually, the Saudi Arabia actually just recently invaded Bahrain. It wasn't reported in American media. There's a bridge that connects Bahrain to Saudi Arabia to put down the rioters who were protesting against that dictator government the U.S. has a Fifth Fleet based in. And there's no mention in American, hardly mention in American media.
No, there isn't, because, you know, it is a dictatorship. It's a pro-U.S. dictatorship, and anything they do to keep their people under control, is just going to be seen as a good thing by the U.S. government, primarily because of the Fifth Fleet's presence there in Bahrain. The U.S. corporate media makes a big deal about public protest and oppression only in those cases where it can be used to justify a coup d'etat and overthrow of an unfriendly government. In the case of a government that's friendly to the U.S., they can abuse their people all they want, and it will never really get mentioned. Again, we talked about earlier where Saudi Arabia just killed a couple of their protesters, didn't get any mention on the American corporate media.
60% of Bahrain's population is actually like Persian and other ethnicities, like immigrants from India, Pakistan, and other nationalities, and Arab population. There's a lot of, majority is Shia, other races, and very ruled by a Wahhabi minority. That's the king was related to the king of Saudi Arabia. Now, you can contrast it to the Falkland Islands in Argentina. The population is over 90% English. 90,000 people in the Atlantic Ocean, and it was invaded by Argentina. And Argentina, the whole world condemned Argentina invaded, but people of Falkland Islands had a reason to, some international law had a right to defend themselves technically, because they had the right determination. They actually had recently had a vote less than a year ago. They voted that we would be with a state independent of Argentina, because we're not over 98% of the population is English.
Okay, Frank, I need you to calm down, because you're sort of jumping all over the place, and I'm not clear what it is you're trying to say other than to simply say a bunch of stuff. We know, because going all the way back to the Ottoman Empire, that all of the royal families of that part of the world are in fact related to each other, not unlike the European ruling families after a couple of centuries of intermarriage and so forth and so on going on here. I think we need to kind of stay focused on what's going on right now, and not allow ourselves to get obfuscated with all these other connections, because if you dig far enough and deep enough, you're going to find all kinds of connections which may be interesting but really not relevant to what is going on here.
Well, anyway, there's chaos in the Ukraine right now. The CIA is creating like chaos in Ukraine, the chaos in Venezuela, and because Chavez dies of cancer, now the U.S. government trying to seize his resources back.
And his successor is trying to do the same thing, which is why they're kicking up there. Frank, going to let you go here. Got a bunch of calls waiting on, and we're going to go to Steve in Florida. Steve, aloha. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. Glad to see you. You're looking fabulous, or whatever that is. I just wanted to know if you'd make a deal. Well, with us is to post on your website if you get sick again. Let us know what's going on.
Well, you know what
Claire
happened.
Would do that.
What happened when I got sick? It hit so fast. I was completely unprepared for it. I woke up very ill. We went to the urgent care. The urgent care said, oh, it's just upper respiratory. You're fine. They gave me some over-the-counter stuff and sent me home. A few days later, I was in the emergency room, and I really was out of it. I mean, as soon as I was able, I got my little netbook there in the hospital room to start promoting stories and everything. But this is the sickest I've been. This is the worst medical emergency I've had in the last half century. I mean, it was that bad and that close. Obviously Claire went out and made sure that RBN knew what was going on. I did post an announcement to the top of the website saying I'm dealing with a little bit of a medical crisis. It really was the best that I could do. They weren't going to let me set a live video feed in my hospital room for, you know, the mic cam and the rest of it. And you wouldn't want to have seen what I looked like during that whole situation anyway. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Freedom. That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're dealing with all kinds of technical issues here. My Vista computer that does recording my podcast just died. So I got to deal with that now. All right, listen, let's get back to the situation. Caller on the line, Tim in Wisconsin. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing I just couldn't help feeling like not doubting is that whenever people of either this country or any other country start protesting, you know, like they have in the news lately, and the reason that they call them anti-government is always just to demonize them, because I don't believe that you know people start protesting like that, you know, unless there really is government corruption and injustice going on.
Yes, it's absolutely true. What they're trying to do is convince you that being anti-government is automatically bad and wrong, in order to bias the discussion in favor of the government. This is why we literally have a lot of people running around today trying to categorize the American patriots and the colonials who fought against the British as a terrorist group. To say that, yes, it's nice that we have our own country, but really, ultimately, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, they really were wrong to stand up to the lawful authority of the British Crown. This, of course, is nonsense. Every tyrant in history declares themselves the lawful authority. As the Declaration says, as long as the evils are sufferable, people tend to go along with it. But sooner or later, as the oligarchs take control and the abuses pile on up, you reach a point where the public just comes to have to confront the reality. The government isn't really serving them. It's a raw deal. It's just looting them for its own purposes. And it reaches a point where they say, we're really much better off changing governments, and it's time to do something about that. I think we're approaching that point right now. I'm hard-pressed to find any reason at all to consider the federal government any kind of a benefit to life in the United States at this point.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And before we go back into the other stories, I wanted to talk about the comment Ben Swan was making about the overblown rumors of the Iranian warships. Now, when the story first came out, it was reported accurately. It's just a training mission. They're sending out these two very small craft to go tooling around the Atlantic Ocean to train their sailors as every other Navy on Earth does. There's nothing unusual about it. But somebody decided to go on out there and say, 57 Iranian ships, would you believe it? 57 Iranian ships, and really put it out there. And I wanted to emphasize that because I am clearly seeing efforts to junk up the independent media and the blogs with a lot of complete and utter nonsense. Now, remember, when you have the corporate media and the government trying to push a line of propaganda, they are at a disadvantage because the public distrusts them, and over time the public has come to trust the independent media for pointing out that Saddam really didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and neither do Iran, and Syria. The claim that Syria was gassing its own people was a lie. And so what we're seeing as this government moves toward a new potential false flag or some other big lie to try and sell us more wars, what they're engaged in is trying to damage the credibility of the independent media and the blogs, at least to put themselves on an equal footing. And I've noticed over the last few days especially, I've had more than the usual number of posts. I have to kick off my own blog about HAARP and chemtrails and fake Apollo landings and no plane at the Pentagon and UFO space aliens. I mean, they're really piling the stuff on there. So my advice to you, and I know you're all perceptive, analytical, discerning people, I trust that you have the common sense to look at what you're seeing coming out of the corporate media or the independent media and decide for yourself if it makes sense or not. Because right now, the liars who corrupted this nation with their lies, all they know how to do is lie some more. And they're going to go on doing it. And that's where this whole situation about the Iranian 57 warships came from. They're playing the same propaganda games. They're out there trying to maximize the confusion, keep people looking in multiple directions. Again, that's where we got this story about the shoe bomb threat has come back, even though they're admitting we don't actually have any evidence of an actual plot, but we're going to wave shoe bombs at you. They're trying to create the maximum tactical confusion. And don't get suckered into it. We all know the stuff that makes sense and doesn't make sense. You can decide for yourselves. You're smart enough to do it. I know you are. I know you are. Or you wouldn't be here listening to Republic Broadcasting. Now, up in Connecticut, speaking of the corporate media and panicked knee-jerk reactions, there is an open defiance of Connecticut's new gun law requiring the registration of high-capacity magazines. It's estimated that anywhere from 20,000 to 100,000 gun owners have refused to comply with the law. They're just not going to go along with it. So the newspaper up there in Connecticut is just out there screaming that all of these 100,000 residents who haven't registered their high-capacity magazines need to be arrested and thrown in jail. Connecticut's whole population is 3.5 million, and this newspaper writer says, oh, yeah, we got to throw those 100,000. Yeah. It's not about high-capacity magazines. It's about defiance. That's what they're trying to work against, the defiance. How dare you defy the government? Well, that's defying the government. That's part of the American character. That's why we're America and not part of Britain. Now, up in New York, the gun grabbers are having some major conniption fits because the gun makers, gun shops up there, have redesigned the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle to be 100% compliant with the Safe Act. They did things like take off the pistol grip and basically come out with an AR-15 that is perfectly compliant with the Safe Act, which means if you live in New York, you can buy this AR-15 and the Safe Act can't do a thing about it. And the gun grabbers are going crazy because the whole point of the Safe Act was so that ordinary citizens couldn't have these military style assault rifles with which to defend their homes when the police show up at the wrong address and start blowing out the windows again. And it underscores that the people who wrote the Safe Act really didn't understand all that much about guns. They're just coming out from that position of, we are in charge, guns are bad, let's pass a law so that these people can't have guns. And to heck with that whole Second Amendment thing. Because we know that when the population is disarmed and only the government has guns, life will be pleasant and peaceful and everybody will be happy. Which is not true in this country. The more the police are armed and the public disarmed, the more the police are killing us with impunity. And I applaud the people in Connecticut for ignoring that law. And by the way, up in New York for that whole SAFE Act, they can't enforce their law for the registration of high-capacity magazines. They can't get their computer system to work. They're passing all these laws and saying all this stuff has to be done. They can't even make it work. We've reached a stage of legal jurisdictional decadence where they're out there screaming that we have to comply with laws just to scream that we have to comply with laws and denounce us for defying or ignoring the laws. And yet they themselves can't enforce them, can't carry out the registration process. They're just making up laws just to make up laws because that's what they're paid to do. And it's reached a point where there are so many laws and so many new laws coming along so quickly, it's impossible to be in compliance. So why even bother trying? I'm going to take a break for bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when they open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And coming up on the last half hour of our show, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A couple of science, health, and economic stories here. Apparently, there has been a major recall of Hot Pockets, you know, these little bread and whatever fast food sandwiches, microwave. Apparently, there's a problem where these Hot Pockets were processed using what are termed to be diseased and unsound animals. So something you need to keep an eye out for. Certainly the quality and safety of food in the United States is really not very good, and around the world. And we know why. Between the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, Fukushima, there just isn't enough safe, healthy food anymore. And these food corporations are just cranking out whatever fodder they think will get past our gut. We know that over the last couple of decades, quality standards and safety standards have been lowered time and time and time again in order to allow these companies to sell food products that, you know, aren't really necessarily all that good. Got to be very, very careful what you put in your mouth here. We've been talking about the latest jobs report, which reveals that there are still 100 million Americans who'd like to be working who can't find a job. Right now in the United States, 29% of all U.S. adults under the age of 35 are still living with their parents. It's almost one-third of all adults under the age of 35 are still having to live with their parents for economic reasons. Can't get out, can't get a house, can't find a job, can't pay rent. That, of course, is ultimately going to have a major impact on the housing market. And as we reported earlier in the week, new mortgage applications are at something like a 29-year low. We may see the housing market take another hiccup. Going to have another lost generation coming out of this economic malaise. Now, over in Spain, you've probably been following the adventures of Spain's Bankia, which has cost the Spanish taxpayers well over 20 billion euros in bailouts. They're now going to try and restart it again with a new IPO. And guess who's running the IPO? Goldman Sachs. Back over there in Europe doing God's work, just like they did in Greece. Why is the Spanish government involving Goldman Sachs in the restart of Bankia, especially knowing what Goldman Sachs did to Greece? Are all these governments and banks so equally corrupt that this is just the way it's going to go? Now, I'm going to talk about a story here, and I'm probably going to get a lot of nasty emails about it, but it came out in the Daily Mail, and the headline of the story is, "Could there be anything more twisted than these Holocaust fantasists? How more and more people are making up memoirs about witnessing Nazi crimes." And they're talking about a couple of examples, but one in particular, a guy by the name of Corey, who has a new edition of his memoirs out here in 2014, and he spins a dramatic tale about his experiences in World War II, where he got to work with the real Ian Fleming, the real-life James Bond, and he got to help Oppenheimer out of Holland to the United States, and he spun this amazing tale, and it's been published a couple of times. There was even a movie deal in the works before somebody took a look at this thing and said, it's complete and utter nonsense. None of it is true. And it is only the latest in a long series of these Holocaust memoirs that are snapped up as soon as they're written, published, put out there, made into TV and movie deals to continue to propagandize the official sanctioned history of World War II. And what is amazing in looking at this is how utterly easy it was to see that this was a fraud if anybody anywhere in the publication chain had bothered to take a look. Because the claims made in the story were easily discredited. But there is a problem in publishing, and especially under the current political system, called confirmation bias. And that is when you have an entire national government and philosophy that is founded on a certain telling of history coming out of World War II. Everybody everywhere is always looking for anything that will confirm that view of history. And over time, there have been a number of these hoaxes. And every time there's another hoax, another embarrassment, they run out and try and find something. Okay, yes, that one was hoax, but we've got this one over here that confirms it. There was this one story called Fragments that was just lauded and awarded as this amazing story coming out of the Holocaust. It, too, was discredited. It's still being used in schools, in colleges. And the rationalization is, even though it's actually a fake story, it properly captures the spirit and feeling of what happened. How can you know? If you know it's a fraud, how do you know what it captures? But we have this, what I think Finkelstein called the Holocaust industry, that is desperate to keep their particular view of history dominating all discussions around the world, because the rationalization for Israel stealing a Palestine from the Palestinian is they have to have this place where a Holocaust will never happen again. And they're screaming Holocaust deniers and the rest of it. Now, let's be very clear here. Bad things happened in Nazi Germany. Bad things happen everywhere when there are major wars. There is absolutely no question. The Nazis maintained a network of slave labor concentration camps, just like the United States has Guantanamo and Bagram and a bunch of other places. And bad things happen there. Yes, there's torture going on. Okay? There is absolutely no question that in the closing years of World War II, all of these slave labor camps were swept with typhus. And a lot of people died. And it was a horrible thing to happen. But there is a considerable and growing body of evidence that what actually did happen during World War II has been spun and rewritten and redescribed to support a political agenda, justifying Israel's taking of Palestine from the Palestinians. And because Israel's rationalization for its existence is based on a fabrication, this is why they defend that story as hard as they can. But now we have the UK Independent out there saying, you know, this has got to stop. We've had so many of these stories that come on out and they're published and promoted and turned into movies and TV stories, and then everybody gets embarrassed when it turns out to be a complete fake. Now, we know that we were all lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. We were lied to about Assad's sarin gas attacks. We've been lied to about Iran's nuclear weapons. The American people are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, whether it's torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mines in Havana Harbor, Pearl Harbor being a surprise, the honesty and accuracy of our elections. Prudence demands that we look at everything we have ever been told by corporate media and the educational system with a great deal of skepticism, because this government gets what it wants from you by lying to you. They get their carbon taxes by lying to you about human-caused global warming. They get you to go to war by lying to you about the imminent threat of weapons of mass destruction. You want to take the easy route? Count the number of times this government's told you the truth. That'll be easy. We know this government has lied to us about the law. That they'll pass a law, say it means one thing, turns out to mean something else. We know this government violates the Constitution all the time. As I said earlier in the show, I am hard-pressed to find anything that allows me to consider this federal government any kind of a benefit or blessing to this nation and modern life. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago starting now until February 28th. you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what
and
I...
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. At the moment, Fox News seems to have wandered off of Ukraine and... Actually, they're doing this rather ridiculous story about Pizza Hut. So we're going to see what's going to be happening there as we head into the weekend. But there is no question that I think the U.S. government is realizing that if it's going to get this war really going, it has to get it going before the dollar collapses any further than it already has. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that, but... definitely things are in play. Now, down in Antarctica, they've had another icebreaker get stuck. This is another Japanese icebreaker that is dealing with the exceptionally heavy ice and snow down there. Over in St. Cloud area cities, they're having an issue with frozen water pipes. Now, why this is an issue is actually very simple. When you are planning the infrastructure for a city, you understand when winter comes, the ground will freeze, but it only freezes near the surface. It's Earth is a very good insulator. Earth-sheltered homes are very well insulated, and what you want to look at is where your frost line falls. In other words, how far down does the ground actually freeze every winter? And you want to put your water pipes below that in order to minimize freezing issues. In St. Cloud, the frost line has gone down lower than it normally does, and it has frozen off a lot of people's water supply. And they're basically saying not a thing they can do about it until spring comes along and melts, and the pipes either start running or have to be replaced again because they broke with the expanding ice. But it is a clear indicator that this winter isn't merely cold. It is colder. And as we talk about the possibility of a new Maunder minimum and a new mini ice age, it sure looks like it's happening. Right now, they're starting to look at the freezing solid of the Great Lakes. I mean, it's not just frozen over. It's frozen over so thick. There was actually an incident a couple of days ago where a small airplane lost its engine and just landed on the ice on the Great Lakes. So the ice is thick enough to support the landing of a small aircraft. And they're saying that volume of ice on the Great Lakes is going to take so long to melt, it's probably going to take the winter chill cool into the middle of the year, into the summer. So it is a very huge amount of ice. And from where I'm sitting looking at all this data, it does look like we are, in fact, going into a new mini ice age. And it does tie in with the fact that we're seeing a 100-year low in solar activity. We've seen this all before, back during the Maunder minimum. And still Obama is out there saying, oh, we've got to have a $1 billion carbon tax fund. We've got to do this. We can stop climate change. No, you can't, Obama. You can't. You can't. There was a story coming out of Rome that's attributed to Nero and sometimes to Caligula. We'll go with Caligula because he's a more colorful nutcase. And the idea is that Caligula went down to the beach at Anzio for a picnic with his court. And they set up their little tents and pavilions and picnics on the beach at low tide. And they're having their party and they're eating their grapes and the tide starts coming in and Caligula orders his Roman soldiers to flog the ocean to keep the tide from coming in. Needless to say, it didn't work. And everything that our government claims they are able to do to stop human-caused global warming amounts to much the same thing. The forces that control planet Earth, whether it's the tides, the temperature, the wind, the weather, are so monumental compared to humans' efforts. Humans really don't have that much impact. They really don't. And claims to the contrary, it's just politics as usual. Taking something that happens natural, declaring it a crisis, selling you a solution. Little story here. Apparently, there was this cruise ship got caught in a storm in the English Channel, and this pensioner and his wife were on it. Apparently, the freak wave hit the cruise ship. The window in their stateroom shattered, and the pensioner was sadly killed. The cruise ship has apologized to the widow by offering her a 25% discount off of all future holidays on their ship. Ooh, gee, thanks. Now, I know that they probably felt bad, but it almost seems like somebody could have stepped back and thought, how's this going to look? We just, you know, this guy just got killed on our cruise ship, and we give her a 25% off coupon for a future holiday. How's that going to look? It reminds me of the story that we saw last week about this accident at a fracking well here in the U.S., and the company in question sent out coupons for free pizzas to the neighborhood. And I understand you're trying to look like you're making amends, but it actually just sort of makes you look a little more disconnected from what's going on. Apparently on Tuesday, there was yet another leak of coal ash into a North Carolina river. Arsenic-laced discharge from a 36-inch storm pipe. Second this month from beneath a coal ash plump at the Eden plant. Remember what I said before about how the government has allowed the infrastructure to decline? And this is the sort of thing that you get. Like I said, Obama's out there in California screaming about the drought, it's terrible, there's no water. No, the problem is the infrastructure, the irrigation system is being allowed to rot away. Probably heard earlier this week, the 84-year-old sister Megan Rice was sentenced to 35 months in prison for a protest breaking into a Tennessee military facility in order to daub blood on some of the nuclear weapons therein. It was a protest covered under the First Amendment. The courts have sentenced her to prison for 35 months. Two other people who were with her were sentenced to 62 months in prison. She's standing her ground. She is proud about what she did. She's opposed to nuclear weapons, which we can certainly understand that. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is up to New York to do a fundraiser with a gentleman by the name of Jack Rosen, a well-known name in fundraising and support for Israel. In fact, that's about pretty much all he ever does support. And that means that Hillary is going to be going into the 2016 campaign as a friend of Israel and just campaigning on that whole issue. Friend of Israel. We need friends of America in the White House is what we and the Congress we do. By the way, I'm going to start doing these little look backs at Hillary's career just to annoy Karl Rove. Do you remember her cattle futures trade? Where she went from $1,000 to $100,000, and everybody said, wasn't it amazing? It was just a miracle. And it involved this guy that went by the name of Red Bone that was basically straddling the trades. And the trades that worked, he dumped in Hillary's account. The trades that didn't work got dumped on other people as a way of enriching her and her husband ahead of some other doings that were going on there in Little Rock, Arkansas. And, of course, when the New York Times blew the whistle on the story, the Clintons' response is, oh, it's just the New York Times. They hate the Clintons, and they're just making all this stuff up. All righty, so here we are at the end of the show, wondering what's going to happen over in the Ukraine or Syria. It does feel like all of a sudden the situation is accelerating forward, and we do know this government, they want a war. And they almost don't care who with. So we're going to have to be vigilant. We're going to have to talk about what we know with other people and just say the inadvisability of any more war. How many wars have we been in? How many of our children have we seen killed and crippled for no other reason than some banker's statement and ledger? Have we not had enough? Is it not time for the American people to say no more of these wars? Whatever's going on in the Ukraine, that's the Ukrainians' problem. Whatever's going on in Syria, that's the Syrians' problems. America has problems here at home. Please, Congress and the White House, start taking care of the United States, or we're going to take care of it for you. There, we'll be back tomorrow. Please remember to go over to the Republic Broadcasting website. Look under updates for that little article about iPhone, iPad, and Android. Please download the app, load the code number, help Sandra win her contest. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.